Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our high nearing 51. Northwest winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 13 degrees. North winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Cooler as we head into Saturday, sunshine with a high nearing 37 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. On Wednesday, the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force located a man wanted on requested charges for an incident that occurred in December. That's according to Topeka Police Lieutenant Shane Hilton. Officers took Mitchell Holmes, 28 of Topeka, into custody and brought him to the law enforcement center to speak with detectives. Holmes was then taken to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections and booked on requested charges of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated intimidation of a witness, and criminal damage to property. That's according to Hilton. A federal appeals court has upheld findings in a long-running racial discrimination lawsuit against Emporia State University. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit on Tuesday upheld a lower court finding that the university retaliated against Angelica Hale by not renewing her contract after she complained about racial discrimination during the 2014-15 school year. But the court rejected Hale's request that she be awarded more back pay than she won in 2020. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Federal authorities say a 27-year-old Kansas man pleaded guilty to threatening a black man with a knife and telling him to get out of his, quote, white town. Colton Donner pleaded guilty on Thursday to a federal hate crime. Donner admitted that he saw the victim walking through a residential area in Paola on September 11, 2019. According to court documents, Donner got out of his car, threatened the man with a knife, yelled racial slurs, and told him that Paola was a, quote, white town. Donner faces a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for the civil rights crime. Sedgwick County law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for alleged child sex crimes. Just after 11 p.m. April 10, 2021, police were dispatched to the 3600 block of East Terry for a sexual assault report. A 15-year-old reported being sexually assaulted. After police obtained further information, 44-year-old Sean Bird was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a small plane has made an emergency landing in a harvested cornfield in Nebraska after its engine went out. Lincoln Fire and Rescue, Waverly Fire, and Southeast Crews responded to the crash at around 8 o'clock last night east of Lincoln. KLKN-TV reported that the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said there were two male passengers on the plane and both had minor injuries. Scanner reports said the plane had to deploy its parachute. The Federal Aviation Administration is expected to investigate. Authorities have identified a Grand Island man who died when he fell into a baler at work. The Hall County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Gavin Schwartz died in the agriculture accident. First responders were called Monday afternoon to Mid-Nebraska Disposal about 3 miles west of Grand Island, and arriving deputies found Schwartz seriously injured. Investigators said he had fallen into a baler machine and had become stuck. He died later at a Grand Island hospital. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out. And unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, maximum outdoor equipment.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches, because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Marysville High School graduate, Jeff Edwards, will serve as principal for USD 223 at Lynn next school year, replacing Kathy Locke, who resigned suddenly and left the district in December. A Bethany graduate with a master's from Baker University, Jeff Edwards has over 20 years in education and coaching, with the past 9 years at the Clay Center Schools. An injury accident last Friday afternoon south of Summerfield closed K-99 for a period of time. A Texas man lost control of a semi-truck he was driving, which overturned near Indian Road shortly after 2 p.m. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where he was treated and released. Last Sunday, the Morroville and Washington fire departments were dispatched to a structure fire at 2155 Morroville Boulevard. No immediate details available. Even as active COVID cases locally continue a rapid decline, with Washington County earlier this week reporting numbers nearly half of those a week earlier, and CMH in Marysville on Wednesday announcing the hospital currently has zero COVID-positive patients for the first time since September, KNDY lost one of our own this week to COVID complications. Jen Horn, who had been transferred 3 weeks ago to the KU Med Center, passed away Wednesday afternoon. She had been battling issues since early January and suffered a massive stroke while initially a patient at the local hospital. She was taken off a ventilator with significant lung damage and leaves as survivors her husband Wyatt and teenage son Nathan, sophomore at Marysville High School, as well as her parents Bob and Karen Smith, formerly of Marysville. Jen Horn was a radio host for the KNDY Party Line and served as office manager and sales representative for the past 5.5 years. Services are pending. A fundraiser toward medical and travel expenses for the family was established earlier online through social media, and contributions may also be left with First Commerce Bank in Marysville. State Senator Elaine Bowers is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as she outlines her priorities and upcoming legislation that may be considered. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. My one and only, a musical duo featuring Ben and Cassie Wilson from Nashville, are touring Marshall County as part of a 3-week artist-in-residence program hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. They're conducting workshops with students, sharing with local musicians, and giving a series of public performances. Their contemporary form of music incorporates various elements of American music. The Sunday worship schedule includes Blue Rapids United Presbyterian Church, 10 a.m., Beatty United Methodist Church, 10:30. Performing original as well as traditional favorites. The public is welcome. Performance is also planned on Saturday evening at the Opera House in Waterville beginning at 7:30. And they will perform during a casual get-together on Wednesday, 9 to 11 a.m. at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort. The couple spent a week in Marysville, a week in the Blue Rapids and Waterville communities, and a week planned in Frankfort, and are exploring other parts of Marshall County. The schedule is on the Art Cooperative's Facebook page, Marshall County Arts Cooperative, or phone 785-859-4260 for more information. The duo was in Marysville last week and shared talents with local students.
Well, that first off, that was one of our favorite parts of what we've done here in Marshall County so far. We were a part of a few of the classes. We were a part of a entrepreneurship class with Miss Sandman, and also a English, kind of a creative writing English couple of those classes too. And basically, you know, we have our own business, and so we were sharing just kind of how that goes, the struggles that we have, the successes that we've had, and answering some questions about the students over there who are interested in having their own businesses or on the fence about it. And we were also delving into some creative aspects too with our songwriting process and where songwriting ideas come from and how to formulate those. And one of the funnest parts was we actually wrote a small four-line song with each of the classes we were a part of. And we recorded that at the end of each class. And so that was a fun exercise that we did with the students.
Gail Ann Meyer, age 66, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family, great friends Friday from 6 until 8. With the rosary at 7 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Wymore in charge of arrangements for Gail Meyer. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. Marvin D. Satoff, age 80, Friday 5 until 7 at the Gerdesmeyer Funeral Home at Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Marvin Satoff. Betty J. Mann, age 96, of Beatrice, formerly of Blue Springs, passed away February 8th. Funeral service Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Saturday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday, 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Betty Mann. Marvin D. Satoff, age 89, passed away February 5th. Funeral service is planned Saturday at 2:30 Zion State Line Lutheran Church, rural Hollenburg. A visitation Friday 5 until 7 at the Gerdesmeyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Marvin Satoff. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and pineapple. On Monday's menu, chicken strips, biscuit, baked beans, mixed veggies, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:18.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to stay fairly mild throughout the day today before cooling off throughout the overnight hours. Strong northwest winds will pick up in the afternoon, causing temperatures to drop throughout the day. Temperatures will stay much cooler throughout Friday night and slightly cooler throughout Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Northwest winds will pick up in the afternoon between 20 and 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 35. And north winds continuing overnight tonight between 10 and 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Skies will clear up as we head into Saturday and stay fairly mild throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 44, record high on this day 77. The average low 21 and the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:24, sunset this evening at 5:59. A mild start at 45 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 11th of February. KNDY News Time 7:20.
You'll hear a little bit of country, folk, bluegrass, blues, and rock and roll when my one and only, the musical duo from Nashville, presents two free concerts in Marshall County. The singer-songwriters will tell their stories and share their Americana music Saturday, February 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Waterville Opera House. Complimentary beer and wine will be served. You can also experience their heartfelt harmonies Saturday, February 19th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Highway 9 Pizza and Grill in Frankfort. Both free live performances are brought to you by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Shop RX Drug for Valentine gifts and more. Build your own box of chocolates for your special someone. For the younger folks, they have youth shirts and hats, hair ties, earrings, and bracelets to mention a few ideas. Cards and gifts for your Valentine and more, convenient for you from RX Drug, downtown Marysville.
An NBA Finals rematch in Phoenix, and the Nets swoon continues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Meeting for the first time since the Bucks won their second ever NBA title, the Suns were determined to exact revenge on the defending champs.
Ball drives over to the right side, keeps coming. Here's the lob. D.A.'s there. Wham, bam, slam.
The call on KMVP, DeAndre Ayton finished with 27 points. Phoenix blew away Milwaukee 131-107. Hours after they dealt James Harden to the 76ers in a blockbuster trade, the Nets continued to lose.
No foul. Spins, triple team, feeds hash mark right wing Thomas for three, and Blake Griffin escorts it in on
over.
But the game is over.
On WFED, despite blowing a 13-point fourth quarter lead, the Wizards held on for a 113-112 win, handing Brooklyn its 10th straight loss. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers repeated his NFL Most Valuable Player. Bengals QB Joe Burrow won Comeback Player of the Year. Prior to last night's games, the Nets and 76ers shook up the NBA just hours before the trade deadline. Brooklyn and Philadelphia exchanging disgruntled stars. James Harden and Paul Millsap shipped to Philly in exchange for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two future first-round draft picks. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski says both teams are looking to the future.
Brooklyn was ready to move off of James Harden, and it was clear he didn't want to be there anymore. They knew that. And they got enough back in their minds to try to put a team on the floor this year and then beyond that can still compete.
Other notable trade deadline deals, the Mavericks sent Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Wizards for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. The Suns added some backcourt depth with trades for Aaron Holiday and Torrey Craig. At the Beijing game, Shaun White just missed the medal podium in the men's snowboard halfpipe, finishing fourth. The 35-year-old announced this would be his final Olympics. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Centralia. Hanover travels to Donovan West. Lynn is host to Wetmore. Diller O'Dell is at Friend. And Southern tips off at Thayer Central.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration is looking at the possibility of new tariffs on China if they can't persuade Beijing to live up to its failed commitments under the Phase 1 trade deal. The administration looking at other possibilities, including a closer working relationship with allies to present a united front against China. Myron Brilliant, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Head of International Affairs, said the goal would be to find ways to level the playing field for international firms that deal with China. U.S. trade data shows that China came up well short of the required purchases under the Phase 1 deal, meeting only 60% of the total purchasing goals. China's Commerce Ministry said the U.S. should cancel tariffs on China to create a favorable environment for trade. Brilliant said the Chamber supports talks with China, but also says there are vehicles for the administration can use to take action. American beef exports shattered previous volume and value records in 2021, surpassing $10 billion for the first time. Analysts from the U.S. Meat Export Federation show pork exports finished slightly below the record level of 2020, but set a new value record, surpassing $8 billion for the first time. December beef exports totaled about 125,000 metric tons, up 1% from last year, while the value jumped 33% higher to $992 million. These results pushed the 2021 total to 1.44 million metric tons. Beef exports to Korea, Japan, China, and Hong Kong each exceeded $2 billion, setting a new volume and value record. December pork exports dropped 17% from last year, finishing 215,900 metric tons, the value 12% lower at $604 million. For the year, pork export volume hit 2.92 million metric tons, 2% lower than the 2020 record, but the export value did rise 5% higher to a record $8.11 billion. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there is no shortage of obstacles to help navigate through as the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's new Don Schiffelbein steps into his new role as the NCBA president. And possibly the most talked about topic from last year was the ineffectual state of the cattle market. And although the problem is not solved, the live cattle supply finally began to mirror demand by beef processing facilities strained by labor shortages late last year, largely due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Everybody can pinpoint the problem. There's a lot of dollars in the beef industry. We're not getting our fair share. But how you do it so it improves it is, you know, that's the million-dollar question. You know, there's different debates on how much government you want and how little government you want. And that's where the debate is kind of settling out, if you will, is do we want to curb people's economic independence? And I think as we talk to lots of producers, it appears that economic independence is something they're going to continue to strive for, and it looks like they're not probably going to push real hard for a mandate.
As Schiffelbein does step into the new role as the NCBA president, he said he's eager to open up dialogue between producers and some of the issues that they may be having in the market.
Once you get inside this thing, you realize how big a ship it is and how many different sizes of players there are and how big this industry is. You know, we just saw a study that said the beef industry marketing system is one of the most complex in the world. So imagine everybody's got their viewpoint, whether you're from the Northwest or the Southeast, how this industry should run. But where we have to play the game is we kind of have to be the referee that says, what is the collective good for everybody? How do we drive this ship in a manner that doesn't negatively impact everybody and pushes everybody in a positive direction?
He says at the end of the day, it's all about finding that path forward for the entire beef industry.
The thing that keeps me up at night worried is when our industry is battling within itself.
That again was the new NCBA president, Don Schiffelbein. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Necessity is the mother of invention, and so are mothers. We will explain next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 11th. It is the 42nd day of the year and the anniversary of Thomas Edison's birth in 1847. Where are today's inventive geniuses? There's ample evidence that modern-day mothers are the mothers of invention. Even in the 1800s, mothers were producing an extraordinary list of creative solutions to everyday problems. Things like alphabet blocks, the baby jumper, and the folding crib. The snuggly infant carrier, disposable diapers, and the flexible kite were patented by mothers of the mid-20th century. And modern-day moms have given us the Ansa bottle, Baby Einstein videos, and Barney the Purple Dinosaur. So instead of getting exasperated with your next kid-related problem, get creative. You could be the next mother of invention. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more wit and wisdom online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 45 degrees this morning. That's right in the seasonal high range. It will top around 50 before wind shift out of the north-northwest, and a significant cold front moves in into Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Former Kansas City Chiefs head coach Dick Vermeil will finally get his bust in Canton. The Super Bowl winning coach will be inducted into the Hall of Fame as a member of the class of 2022. Vermeil was a head coach for the Chiefs for five seasons from 2001 to 2005. In 2003, Vermeil was honored as the Maxwell Football Club Coach of the Year after leading the Chiefs to a 13-3 record and an AFC West title. Vermeil was also the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles and the St. Louis Rams. He helped orchestrate one of the greatest offenses in NFL history while with the Rams, nicknamed the greatest show on turf. The Rams won Super Bowl 34 in 1999. The Wichita State Shockers return to Koch Arena Saturday night for a 7 o'clock tip against South Florida. South Florida, 7-15 overall, 2-8 in the American. Wichita State is 12-9 overall, 3-6 in the American. The game will be broadcast on ESPNU. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TVL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TVL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Clay Center. Girls and boys games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. In our Friday feature game, Washington County entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Centralia. Hanover travels to Donifa West. Lynn is host to Wetmore. Diller O'Dell is at Friend. And Southern tips off at Thayer Central.
KNDY.
On a tree inside a heart, a double sky night took half a day to carve. Michael loves Caroline. He just turned 10 and she was 9. This summer she turned sweet 16. He finally found his nerve and took her out to sea. And what you saw through her tears were seven hearts for 7 years. And they stood beneath the tree of hearts, and they watched their feelings grow, and they swore the 10th time he called their names. Caroline's dad was giving her away. There beneath the shelter of the tree of hearts, they pledged their love. And then they brought the first of two born home, and they played beneath the tree of hearts, and they watched their children grow, and they swore they'd never be apart. True love left its mark '58, '59, '60, Miss Caroline. It's '61, Michael knew it wouldn't be. It's '62.